Ever found yourself creating a training course that looks pretty but changes nothing? You're not alone. The traditional approach to workplace learning is fundamentally broken. We've been trapped in a knowledge transfer mindset where we assume people aren't performing well because they lack information. But in the real world, knowledge rarely drives behavior change. Think about it. We all know we should exercise daily and eat healthily, yet knowledge alone doesn't transform our habits. The same applies in workplace settings. This is where action mapping enters as a revolutionary alternative to the information dump approach that dominates corporate training. Action mapping begins by establishing a clear, measurable business goal. Not employees will understand the compliance policy, but compliance violations will decrease 30% by Q3 as employees correctly follow procedures. This simple shift transforms everything. When Bob initially requested training so salespeople will know all product features, the discussion evolved to Mega and Monster widget sales will increase 5% by Q4 as salespeople identify the best widget for each customer. This measurable goal completely changed the approach. Instead of creating an information dump, Bob identified multiple solutions, including adjusting commission structures and creating targeted practice scenarios. By focusing on concrete outcomes rather than knowledge transfer, we connect learning directly to business results and justify the investment of time and resources. Focus on what people need to do on the job, not just what they need to know. Actions must be observable behaviors you can actually see someone perform, like quickly extinguish a brush fire or recommend the appropriate widget based on customer needs. When stakeholders say they need to understand the procedure, ask, how can we tell if someone understands? What would they do differently? Make actions specific and measurable. Instead of write a clinic improvement plan, specify write a plan of no more than 6 pages that achieves a score of 60 or less on the Global Readability Index. Action mapping investigates why people aren't already performing desired actions. In one real example, store managers were falsifying inventory reports. The initial assumption was they needed ethics training, but deeper questioning revealed they were under pressure to show perfect inventory, lacked time for proper counting, and feared punishment for reporting discrepancies. The solution wasn't training, but revised procedures and adjusted expectations. When analyzing performance problems, examine 4 potential barriers: environment, tools, incentives, culture, skills, abilities that improve with practice, knowledge, information needed, and motivation, usually affected by the other factors. This analysis often reveals multiple solutions beyond training. What began as a request for comprehensive software training might become a 10-minute activity plus 2 job aids, saving 1,500 staff hours while actually solving the problem. For actions requiring training, design practice activities around decision-making, not fact recall. Instead of abstract questions like, what's the most secure way to transfer data? Create contextual scenarios. Tanya needs to bring salary data home to complete year-end reports. What should she do? For feedback, show realistic consequences rather than simply stating when learners are wrong. If someone makes a defensive response to a customer complaint, continue the scene. Ravi frowns. I'm not surprised that your studies don't show any problems. Every company defends their products. This show-don't-tell approach respects adult learners by letting them draw their own conclusions. Effective practice activities center on job-relevant decision scenarios. Ask subject matter experts to share specific incidents rather than general information. Having them think aloud while performing tasks reveals crucial mental models and rules of thumb that experts apply automatically. When writing scenarios, give characters names for immediacy, convey action through dialogue, include both relevant and distracting details for complexity, and avoid unnecessary drama. Commit to showing consequences rather than telling learners what to think. This approach creates emotional involvement and introduces what Julie Dirksen calls desirable friction, the productive struggle that helps information stick in long-term memory. After designing practice activities, determine the best format for each one rather than applying a one-size-fits-all approach. Choose formats that match the real-life context where skills will be applied. For virtual team management, a live virtual classroom with role-playing works better than self-paced learning. For database tasks, self-paced simulations might be ideal. Consider when learners would most benefit from each activity. Can you deliver it at the point of need, shortly before, or even during task performance? Also consider spacing practice sessions days or weeks apart, which dramatically improves learning effectiveness but remains underutilized in corporate training. Your final solution might be a blend of job aids, on-demand activities, spaced mini-scenarios, and perhaps a discussion webinar, or possibly no scheduled event at all. Action mapping fundamentally changes how organizations approach performance improvement and transforms your role from course producer to strategic problem solver. Instead of blindly following directives like create time management training, you'll ask deeper questions like, what's causing the invoicing backlog? These investigative questions often reveal that the real issues aren't related to knowledge gaps at all, but to process inefficiencies or inadequate tools. While this approach initially feels harder because it requires questioning assumptions, it ultimately leads to simpler solutions and greater job satisfaction. You become a valued partner who helps organizations solve meaningful problems rather than just creating what was initially requested. By focusing on outcomes rather than outputs, you create targeted solutions that actually work, transforming not just how training is designed, but how organizations view learning itself. Isn't that the kind of impact we all want to have? The true power of action mapping lies in its direct connection to business results. Traditional training evaluation often focuses on learner satisfaction or knowledge retention, but action mapping measures success by the original business goal. Did compliance violations decrease by 30%? Did widget sales increase by 5%? This approach aligns learning professionals with what executives actually care about, business performance. It also provides clear evidence of learning's impact, helping secure resources for future initiatives. When measuring success, look beyond simple completion rates or test scores. Track on-the-job behavior changes and their impact on key performance indicators. For example, after implementing a new customer service approach, monitor not just how many employees completed the training, but changes in customer satisfaction scores, repeat business, and complaint resolution times. This data tells a compelling story about learning's business value. The action mapping approach also encourages continuous improvement. If the business goal isn't fully achieved, you can analyze which actions weren't performed effectively and refine your solutions. This creates a virtuous cycle of improvement rather than the one-and-done approach common in traditional training development. By consistently connecting learning to business outcomes, you elevate the perceived value of learning and development while delivering meaningful results that executives can recognize and appreciate.